9791, William and Rita Schreider, Cleveland Avenue, being Lot 33, Block 4, within Cape Windsor Development. They're seeking a variance from rear and side yard setback requirements. State your full name and address.
Charles Cohen, 33195 Lighthouse Road, Subiaville, Delaware, 19975.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct, the best of your knowledge?
Yes, sir, I do.
Yeah.
Evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
I'm here this evening on behalf of our clients, William and Rita Schreider, off of Cleveland Avenue in Subiaville, Delaware, looking for three variances prior to the construction of their new primary residence. We are looking on the north side for a side yard step variance of 9.2 from the current 10-foot setback. Looking for a rear setback of 15 feet from the current 20-foot setback. And then on the south side, where the proposed HVAC units are going to go, looking for a, by the survey, 5-foot variance on the south side.
Gentlemen, if you look at the north side, I don't know where that came from, but just to set the record straight, that okay under 30 inches, you see that statement there? Has absolutely nothing to do with any variance, anytime, anywhere for planning and zoning. That's a building code. I'll explain it real quick. A building code requirement, if it's over 30 inches, that means they got to put railings on and they got to go the safety route. Anything under 30 inches, you don't have to have railings on. So it has nothing to do with that. And I'll make sure the staff knows that.
Why won't this dwelling fit in the?
Pardon me?
Setback.
The setback right now, from the best information I have, Mr. Mills, is the stairs on the north side. That's where the driveway is going to go. And it's a better configuration by the surveyor to put the size of the house and give the homeowners enough, based on the size of the house, so that basically doesn't butt up against the bulkhead.
On the south side, you said you're looking for a 5-foot variance, but I believe you actually need a, what, 8-foot, 2-inch variance?
That's it.
I knew you were going to be helpful tonight again. Yes.
8.2, I'm going to correct that for you. Someone put one foot, 10 inches. Mr. Mills, if you ever retire from your present job, would you like to be a zoning inspector?
Mr. Mills, if you don't mind a little ad lib, please don't ever retire. I will be lost.
This seems to be the way that Cape Windsor likes their houses all laid out.
It is, and the association has reviewed and has given their go-ahead with the building plans. And this is, I think, our fifth or sixth home in that neighborhood that we've conformed to the neighborhood's request.
What they established years ago, when I went down there, they established when they went to AR1, that 5-foot setbacks would be the front. And we averaged that out, and then 10 on the side.
Right.
Are there any further questions, Mr. Cade?
No, sir.
Mr. Burton? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 9791, as it certainly won't affect the general character of the neighborhood. We have granted many of the like variances in there, and there's no opposition ever now.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Have a motion by Mr. McCabe, and a second by Mr. Mills, that we approve case number 9791. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you very much, gentlemen, ladies. Have a good evening.
You too.